It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good morning, and welcome to Speak Out 2.0. It is a motivational Monday. Wow, July the 25th. We got like 6 months till Christmas. 5 months till Christmas, I guess. Wow. Well, let's go shopping. All right. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Toonforce. We're here for the next whole hour. A couple of things to tell you about. It's Teen Tuesday in Bullhead City at Hope United Methodist Church tonight from 6 to 8. Any questions, call Morgan at Westcare, 928-763-1945. And there's a morning mixer in Kingman at the Beale Street Center, 7:30 on Thursday morning. Call the chamber if you have questions, 928-753-6253. Blood drive on Thursday at the Aquarius Casino from 11 o'clock until 4. Call by talent, 877-258-4825. And then there's the big mixer on Thursday night in Bullhead City at the Community College, room 600. All the new teachers in the area are welcome to come, and we got gift bags for them and feeding them and everything. And if you want, come by and say hi to the new teachers at the MCC, room 600, on Thursday night, 5:30 to 7:30. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by TWA Communications. They're growing. Yes, they're growing in the service area. Now, here's how you find out where they're growing. Go to TWNcom, that's com/Mojave. You sign up as a potential customer. You're not committing to anything. And then they take your address and computerize it and tells you when they're coming to your neighborhood. If that doesn't work for you, you can call 888-227-2095. Or you can stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road right behind Glam RN. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place for shopping and for lunch. Downstairs, you're going to find three great restaurants, the Island Style Kitchen, Unique Eatery, and Daniel's. And then there's a sweet ice cream snack store over by the restrooms. Yeah. Upstairs, everything from clothing to boots, chocolate to movies, and sports items to sunglasses. On the front of the mall, there's a medical clinic, a pet daycare, a bar, a dollar store, and a nail salon here at the mall. Southwest Financial Center, hey, do you have an expensive Medicare plan F or G? And you're thinking, this is way too much. I need a better deal. Well, a major U.S. insurance carrier has relaxed their rules for a short time. Till the end of next month, actually. And this could cost you, possibly save you $100 a month. So call to see if you qualify for a new Instant G plan. Call the Southwest Financial Center at 928-763-4360. ProFit Kitchen, that's the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Healthy lunch and healthy breakfast and healthy dinner in Bullhead City. And if you haven't tried them yet, well, you got a couple hours for lunch. Put that in your plan today. You can go on the web and order your meal, and it's ready when you get there. Yeah. ProFit Kitchen, that's KITCHIN.com. You can also order meals for the whole week. Pick them up one day. Yeah, that's cool. They call it Meal Prep Solutions. All right, now into the studio, and our first guest and only guest today. Yeah, they're going to be here for the whole hour. We have Stacy, who is the evidence clerk, right? Whoops, hold on. Let me turn up your microphone, then we're still a little better, right?
Yes.
And then we have Cameron, who is the camera redactor, is that right? I mean, that's your title?
Well, first of all, my name's Carmen.
Carmen.
Okay. And, yeah, they call me the redaction specialist, but I'm responsible to get all the videos to the attorneys and to the public if they request them, things like that.
Okay. Are you responsible for inventorying all the videos and, like, in this Because I'm assuming it all goes into a computer.
Yes, it's all handled through a third-party website.
Right, and so you have to categorize it. This is John Smith, deputy who worked from midnight to 6 a.m. on this day, or?
I'm actually pretty fortunate that the deputies have to do that. So,
oh, okay.
After their shift, they upload all the videos they shot that day.
Okay.
And then they have to assign case numbers, or if it was just a simple traffic stop, then they'll put traffic incident and things like that. And so by categorizing the videos every day, that sets the time frame that they're to be held.
Okay. And how long is the period of time for keeping the, maintaining the videos? It's not...
It all depends on the actual circumstance. So if it's a simple civil citation where you get a speeding ticket,
right.
Those only
That's
have...
It's not simple for the speeder.
Correct. But because it's considered a civil traffic ticket, it's only held for 6 months.
Oh, okay.
So if you got arrested for shoplifting, I know that there's a lot of that going on at, like, Walmart and
right.
things like that. Now, those are held because those are misdemeanor criminal charges. Those have to be held. Those are held for 2 years.
Okay.
And then if you're a really bad person and do an armed robbery or something like that, then that is considered a felony. So felonies are held for 7 years.
Okay.
But if you actually murder somebody, those are held indefinitely.
Oh, all
so
right.
There are some. It literally depends on what kind of case it is.
Now, over the weekend, you had two homicides.
That's what I'm told. I don't know much about them, but I did hear that there was some activity.
Yeah,
this weekend.
busy in Mojave County over the weekend.
Yes,
people not liking each other.
No, and that's unfortunately that's bad news for Stacy, because Stacy has to take in all the evidence, and usually.
And from a murder scene, that can be like a truckload, huh?
Yes, it can.
I mean, seriously.
Yes.
Yeah, and so you have to bring it all in and inventory this couch, this room, this table, a lamp, the ashtray on the table, everything, right?
Yes. Actually, the CSA, the crime specialist analysis, will do that, and then she will process the evidence, bring it in to me. At that point, that's when I will inventory it, enter it into the computer, and then put it in the proper area, whether it be the homicide room, the gun room. Our evidence room is very large.
I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because when you have a murder, like I said, it can be a pickup truck load of items.
Correct, and we are running out of space.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yep, mm-hmm. We're getting overflowing.
Yep.
Now, how long do you hang on to the evidence?
Again, it depends on kind of the same circumstances.
All right.
But anywhere from found property safekeeping, 30 days, up until indefinitely would be a homicide.
Okay.
Or until everybody in the case is deceased.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So in that case, you've got to keep track of the witnesses and the victims. Well, there's a murder, and that's pretty easy.
Right.
But you got and the suspect, and keep track of how long they live. Because like in your world of cameras, you've only had cameras a short time. What,
correct.
2 years?
Yes.
And so you haven't been able to delete a whole lot other
no.
than traffic tickets.
No. And that's what makes that... website takes on a majority of the deletions and stuff by the categories. That's why it's so important that the officer categorize
right.
what kind of video.
Because he puts the wrong category in.
Correct.
It's going to be deleted when it shouldn't have been deleted.
Correct.
Ooh, okay. All right.
So
I found that out with my car recently, that the dealer put down the wrong mileage, I mean the mechanic, for my oil change. Mm-hmm. And then when I got ready to sell it, it had less mileage than what he had put down for the oil change. And I had to go back and have them rewrite it and give me a new receipt.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, simple stuff like that you don't think about.
Nope.
Right.
But, yeah, when we went to sell my wife's truck, they said, well, how do you have less miles on your truck than when you have an oil change? I said, I had the oil change 2 months ago. And they said, yeah, but look at the mileage on it. And I went, where'd they come up with that number? And so you don't think about the guy that changes your oil as having to write down your exact mileage. But all that information is very important.
Yes.
And in your field, if it's not labeled right, it can get deleted, and then it's gone, right?
Yes, and that's happened, unfortunately.
Someone put the wrong category?
It was, you know, sometimes...
It's never intentional.
No, and right. You never know, because it could be something simple as they marked it as a call for service, and that call for service has now... maybe 8 months later turned into a felony arrest.
Okay.
So nobody, if they don't go back and change it to a felony arrest, that video is going to delete in a year.
Okay. So they have to do that or they call you?
Sometimes, well, I kind of help them. I kind of help them.
So in other words, they're supposed to, but when they get busy, they call you.
Correct. I try to pay attention to what cases are going to the detectives, and then I will go back and change them to assigned to detectives because that guarantees another 7 years.
Oh, okay. All right. So now for the redaction of camera footage.
Yes.
That's your specialty.
Yes, that's my specialty.
And that's basically when an attorney wants a copy or the public wants a copy?
The public. The attorneys don't get redacted because it goes to the county attorney, which is our attorney.
Right.
And then it's up to them to...
Share it
with the defense attorney because people forget that if they're going to use it against them in court,
right,
they're entitled to a copy of it.
Yeah. And so many things get thrown out because that didn't happen, huh?
Correct. So I usually redact the ones that go out to the public.
Okay. And when you talk about redaction and deleting parts, are you the person that can make that face of that juvenile look fuzzy?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. And I have to – nothing in the video can be deleted.
Oh, okay.
Nothing can be deleted. So what the public is going to see is they're going to see blurred –
actual live time.
Yes.
But –
they're going to see blurred out if there's a juvenile in the background.
Okay.
Of course, that juvenile's face is going to be blurred out. Or if the officer is in their vehicle and they're working on their computer,
right,
that information has to be blurred. It's just blurred out.
Sure.
And then the only time anything is muted in a video is somebody's date of birth, their address, their phone number, things like that. Because you don't want that stuff flying out there.
How often do you get the public wanting video?
We get a couple a week now.
Oh, do you?
It's starting to pick up. Sometimes 1 week we may not have any, but the following week we'll have like five of them.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And is it because of their interaction with that officer, with that deputy? Is that why they want it?
Yes.
Then that's probably so they can verify their story if they're telling their attorney this is how it happened.
Correct.
And they want to check that film to make sure that it doesn't say something other than that, right?
Correct. I can't say a whole lot, but I had one incident. The person requested it because she believed she did not spit on the lady.
Oh.
And the video clearly showed she spit on the
lady.
Oh, wow. So the videos are a good thing and a bad thing.
Right.
So if you say something and you didn't think you say it, there's going to be a record of it.
And I bet the number one thing is when they want to beef a deputy, when they want
to
say, your deputy said this and did this, and then you look at the camera and go, well, he didn't do it to you.
And a lot of it, that's what it is. A lot of people think they weren't treated fairly and come to find out it was their behavior that was not fair.
Exactly. Stick around. We're going to come right back. If you got questions, 702-298-1063.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Trimming your dog's nails is never fun. And do you really know how to trim them? Then there is the fun bath. Pet 5150 specializes in nails, baths, and trims. And Liz does it all with TLC and a smile. Your pet will love the care. Then your pet will look, smell, and feel fantastic. They might even thank you. Call People Crazy About Pets, Pet 5150, 928-577-7390. Treat your dog, 928-577-7390.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafauer, founder of East West Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at East West Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988 with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
Mojave Electric continues to support education with the $5,000 SunWatts Education Grant for Renewable Energy Curriculum. Submissions are now being accepted for grant from teachers and schools in MEC's service area until the August 31st deadline. Two grants will be awarded, and the grant application is simple. Submit a short, written description of the lesson plan that teaches about renewable energy and materials and a cost breakdown. Please email your write-up to MECPA@MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. If you haven't figured out yet, my music today is Mr. Elton John.
Blue jean baby, L.A. lady, seamstress for the bang.
I know you're singing because you know all the words, right? Yeah. Hey, Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. I hope you'll tune in tomorrow. Tyler Carlson, the CEO for MEC, will be here. Yes. MEC is announcing a $5,000 grant with SunWatts Education Grant Program. Teachers need to submit a curriculum based on renewable energy. The grant has to include subject matter outline and materials and supplies and cost breakdown. Any questions, call Julia at MEC at 928-763-1100. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, service in Mojave County since 1988, with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars and car parts, plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins and dumpsters, debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside pickup. It's Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. Go to bulldogdisposal.com or call 928-753-6786. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Yep, there's new items in the bakery if you haven't seen it yet. Oh, a delicious new menu with buttermilk pancakes with melted chocolate on top. Sounds delicious, but as a diabetic, it's, you know, got a big X on it for me. See the new breakfast specials, you know, and then you pass the desserts as you're leaving, you know, the fresh cookies and muffins and brownies and pies, and take home a whole pie if you'd like, you know, and don't forget on Fridays, it's Fish Friday at Perkins. Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians have the experience, the training, the certificates for residential issues, commercial issues, new construction, and highline power. Their trucks are on the road in Mojave County every single day. They service Bullhead, Kingman, Havasu, and all the little valleys in between. If you need an electrician, and they're available 24-7, so you might want to put this number in your cell phone because you never know when you might need one, 928-718-9444, 928-718-9444. All right, let's talk about evidence for a minute. What happens when, you know, because I hear deputies all the time, they get a call, found property, you know. So they go out and someone finds this dirt bike in the desert. And then he has to, first of all, probably to see if it was stolen. But if it's not stolen and he's located this dirt bike, it becomes evidence, right?
Correct.
And so even though it's not evidence of a crime, it's a found bike. Does that then go into your system and inventory?
Yes, it does. And it, what we would do is keep it for 30 days, post it on the found property portion of the website, and then if it has not been claimed after 30 days, at that point, it's ready to go to auction.
Oh, okay.
So we highly recommend everybody make sure you write your serial numbers down, take pictures of things, mark your property.
You know, it's funny you say that because I had my wife do that a couple months ago. I said, I need you to walk through and video our whole house.
Great idea.
Take your time, go through each room. And she kept saying, why? And I said, just so we have it, you know.
Correct. And I can't stress enough, especially with firearms, guns.
Yeah.
A lot of people just get their firearm and they lose their receipt, and it's very important that we have the serial number.
See, you're going to make me go home tonight and take a picture of my serial number on my gun.
Correct. That'd be awesome.
Okay.
Because a lot of people think that they've lost it and they can come in and identify it. Well, the stuff is packaged as evidence, so it's all, the deputy usually will seal it in a box, a bag. However,
how does he seal that dirt bike?
Well, that would be just put in our impound area.
Okay.
But, again, you know, we might have two or three, and anybody could come in and say, well, yep, that's my dirt bike. Well, you know, we don't have, it's not like a shopping center.
Right, yeah.
You know.
Now, weapons, I found a gun a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. I own the lot behind me. It's a residential area, and I'm walking along one day, and there's a gun laying there, and I'm like, wow. And so I picked it up. It was in a little case, and I took it home and called Bullhead PD.
Mm-hmm.
And they came and picked it up. And I thought, wow, I wonder if I get that back in 90 days. Well, you don't get guns back, they told me.
No.
And actually, the owner did call and got his gun back. And he has talked to me twice at different events and go, hey, you're the man that got my gun back to me. And I said, well, you know, glad I could.
Yes, and that does happen. And we will run an ATF trace on the guns for the original owner. We do send letters out to that original owner, but they have to describe that handgun to us.
Sure.
Before we just give it out. And we always have to run a background check, no matter what. When I'm releasing a handgun,
okay,
a background check has to be run.
Mm-hmm. Because from the time that individual, I'll say individual, could be a guy, could be a woman,
yep,
bought it, from the time they lost it, they could have done something in there illegally.
Correct.
And might not get their gun back, huh?
Yep. And then at that point, it goes to auction.
Oh, the gun goes to auction too?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
Oh,
we
wow.
sell anything that has a serial number on it, or that if it's been defaced with a serial number, then at that point, it's destroyed.
Okay.
But anything with a serial number does go to auction, and at this time, we're using Sierra Auctions out of Phoenix.
Yeah, you guys use a company. So Bullhead City does, too. I don't know who, but...
Yes.
And the old days of holding a big auction and behind the police department is kind of over, huh?
Correct.
Were either one of you present when they used to do those?
No.
No? I bought one time when Bullhead City was moving from, they were over on Raymar Road, moving to the new City Hall. And I told my wife at the time, I said, you know, I want a U-shaped desk. Let's go down there and see if we can, you know, or a V, L-shaped desk. Let's go down there and see if we can get an L-shaped desk. And so we went down there. I had to buy 10 of them at $15 a piece. But I stood right there in a parking lot and sold them, you know. Because 10 other people wanted one. I was like, okay, you can have that one. You can have that one. And we got down to two. And then my wife said, well, I'll take one for my classroom. Oh, okay, all right, let's go home, you know. But I had to buy 10. So.
Yep, a lot.
But, yeah. Yep. But I don't even think Bullhead PE does that anymore. They now do it. Or Bullhead City, they do it through a website, too, with old tractors and everything else. Things do wear out, and they don't want them anymore.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. It's time for break number two, ladies. All right. If you have a question, 702-298-1063. They don't bite. They'll answer your question. Stick around. Oh, I do want to tell you, Paul Lavoie has got Buster Johnson coming in.
Country,
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu. Plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
Meet me at Lawman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's a better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Lawman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you, with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Attention Mojave County Realtors. This is Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. I just made getting your investor clients qualified for financing a whole lot easier. With Mojave Mortgage stated income programs, your investors could qualify for loan limits up to $1.5 million. Don't let this amazing opportunity to help your investors pass you by. Contact Mojave Mortgage at 928-288-2691. That's 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Welcome back to Speak Up 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Legacy Care and Rehab. Yeah, rated a 4-star facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The exceptional and hardworking staff constantly sanitize every square inch of the building for the patients, the residents, the employees, and the guests. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial. They do installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pools, complete design, complete installation, and with landscaping and an owner on the job every single day. Experts in pest solution, residential and commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Call Barron's at 928-758-5499. Mojave Mortgage. If you're looking for some money, you want a vacation home. Maybe you want a pool in the backyard. Maybe you just want to refi and see if you can get a lower rate. Well, you still can. You need to call the founder and the CEO, also the guy who vacuums, Chad Hansen at Mojave Mortgage. 928-288, oh, I wasn't supposed to mention vacuum. Oh, sorry, Chad. 928-288-2691. That's what his wife told me. I don't know. Anyways, you go in, you need $130,000 for a pool, a little landscaping. Okay. So you sit down at this big desk. It's about the size of a football field. And while you're sitting there, you're filling out the paperwork for the loan. You look up, he's gone. Where'd he go? Well, there's no windows. There's no doors behind the desk. Well, his chair is a dumbwaiter, and his wife explained to me that there's a reason it's called that. And he goes down into the vault, which is full of money, and he gets your $130,000, and he brings it up on a silver platter and hands it to you. That's how simple it is at Mojave Mortgage. Almost. Call 928-288-2691. Get some of Chad's money. Pet 5150. I got to tell you, folks, if you're not on Facebook following their videos, you must not like happy videos, because every time you watch them, you can see on the dog's face, they're like, I'm here and I'm having a ball. Yeah, at Pet 5150. Because they're crazy about dogs. They're crazy about pets. They do daycare, boarding, bathing. That's right. They'll treat your dog to a spa if that's what you want. They'll even paint their nails pink if that's what you want for your female dog. Yeah. It's a dog park inside and out. Dogs love it there. Call Liz and make an appointment. Go check it out yourself. 928-577-7390. If you got to go out of town, don't know what to do with your dog, call Liz. 928-577-7390. All right. Back in the studio with the ladies here. Half past the hour, plus a little bit. And it's not that I didn't tell you both guests. I was running out of time. Now, next hour, Buster Johnson will be in the studio, and Mr. Leo Bushani, who is running again for House of Representatives. He's going to be on this show Friday. So, all right, ladies, redacting. That's going to be kind of time-consuming when you're looking at, like, a lengthy video where a deputy maybe did a field sobriety test and then waited for the tow truck, and you're, like, trying to blur license numbers and faces and all that. How long does that take?
It takes quite a while. So I have to watch the video in real time.
Right.
And so...
Then you make notes about...
Then, actually, I stop it right then and there. And so if I see, like, something, like, I don't have to do license plates. It's just, like, the videos are redacted like the reports are. It's just personal information. That's what the law requires.
Okay.
That's what we have to do. So any personal information. So,
because that protects the victim.
Correct.
And that's the goal.
And the thing, so it's funny because the thing is, it's not just the person they're dealing with. So you have to listen for their radios, because sometimes a date of birth comes out on the radio. So then I have to stop the video, mute that portion of it, and then continue watching. So a 30-minute video can take almost an hour.
Yeah, it's intricate work, isn't it?
It is. It is. And then for every video, then I hire a supervisor. Actually, it's the – I don't want to get his name.
Trafficani?
Yes, his – the third in command.
No one ever said his name was easy.
Yes. It's the third in command. That's Ed. What I call him. Yes.
Just say Ed.
Yes. Yeah. So he reviews everything that's redacted. Somebody has to review it to make sure that...
You didn't miss anything.
Correct.
Right. Either on purpose or by mistake.
Correct.
Yeah.
So,
have you ever redacted something that and you knew the people in the video?
No.
Oh, well, that's
and
good.
And I'm
then.
Really surprised. I've been in Kingman since 1980, so yeah, I know a lot of people.
That's me in Bullhead, 1980, yeah. So you would think, you know, oh, there's my neighbor, look at that, you know.
Yes.
And yeah, you would think you might know somebody that might pop, even if it's a witness or something, you know.
And it's so funny because a lot of my family and friends ask me, well, what happened here, what happened here? Because everybody assumes I watch every video. I don't. Look,
you don't have time.
Yes, correct.
How many hours of video are put into the inventory on a regular basis? I don't want to say daily,
wow,
because I'm sure Fridays are different than Tuesdays, but...
That is, you know, that's almost impossible to answer.
Oh, okay.
It just depends on who's on duty, how many times the camera's activated, how many calls. But anybody who's ever dealt with, I don't know if they know this, but the amount of calls that one deputy is responsible for is astronomical.
Right.
Astronomical.
And they're going from call to call to call.
To call. And it's just, it's unbelievable because they can have anywhere from 10 to 20 cases a day.
Wow.
And so that's 10
to 20.
Hours. Yeah. That's 10 to 20 reports they have to write. And then the next day they have another 20.
Starts all over again.
Oh, God, it's crazy. So those of you who get into a car accident and want your accident report the next day, it's not going to happen.
That's right. Be patient.
Be patient.
Takes time.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And especially if you're going on a vacation or a couple of days off.
Correct.
Or something.
Correct.
You might not have finished it that night. And
correct.
No one's paying them overtime to stick around and do computer work.
Right.
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 Okay, so it does take time to do
it. It does take a lot of time. The only one that they're required to finish within a timely manner is the felonies.
Yeah. Now, do you see how much video was put in by week or by month? No?
I don't even worry about.
You don't care, huh?
No, I really don't care how many are uploaded. I just care about the ones I'm looking for, the ones that are requested, the ones the attorneys need.
Right.
So.
Okay.
But on a daily basis, I get 10 to 15 different cases I have to get over to the county attorneys every day.
Wow, every day.
Every day.
Wow.
And that doesn't include legal services, a public defender. You know, they'll need some, or a private attorney.
Can you think of a video that only took you 10 minutes?
Yeah, actually, there was one. Actually, it was just the other day, and it was just a simple traffic stop.
Okay.
And I think they were upset because of something that was said. So it was only like a 7-minute stop.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, but then again, like you were talking, the DUI. So
yeah.
Okay, so we had a DUI, and the person had to go to the hospital. So for an hour, I had to sit and watch that person lay in a hospital bed. So they're not always interesting to watch. Some of them are hilarious to watch.
I'll bet.
And it's just interesting to see. I think every intoxicated person needs to watch their videos.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they need to watch their videos because it's just unbelievable, some of the things. Some are funny. Some are real lighthearted. And they know they did something wrong, so they're real entertaining. But, oh, my goodness, it's funny.
Yeah. And now from that same DUI arrest that we're talking about on video, you have evidence, right?
Not necessarily. If there was no crime, there would be no evidence. If they're booked into jail, their driver's license and stuff, or, you know, their personal belongings like that would go, their wallet,
and the, and the car is inventoried all the way in.
Correct. And if there's a firearm in the car, that will come into safekeeping.
Okay.
You know, it will come into evidence to safekeeping. And at that point, if the deputy books it in as safekeeping, they can come when they get out, run a background check like we do everybody else.
Right.
And if it's good to go, we will release the handgun to them at that time. Yep.
But the DUI per se, unless it was a crash or something, or...
I wouldn't even get anything and not even know there was a DUI that night. I mean,
okay.
In the evidence room.
If they don't book stuff in evidence, it doesn't involve you.
Correct.
Oh, all right. Okay. Very interesting. Somebody texted me. I love it when listeners just text, you know. What's the name of the company you guys use for the auctions?
Currently, we use Sierra Auctions, and they are based out of Phoenix.
Okay, Sierra Auctions.
Yes.
Hope that answered their question.
And we go once every couple of years or whenever we get enough stuff to auction.
Right.
So,
and you guys have to transport it to them?
We do at this time. Yep.
Okay. And that could be everything from guns, dirt bikes, and
to furniture, to clothing, to jewelry, to
tools.
Wow.
Yep.
And they just auction it off and send a check to the sheriff.
Correct. A percentage, you know, whatever it be. Yep.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of government agencies use that auction house.
Right.
So.
I know Bullhead City uses a auction house. I don't know who it is, but I've never bought anything on auction, so I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. But interesting. Interesting.
Very interesting. It's the same but different every day.
With the area of redaction, do you get people that challenge what's on video?
Yes.
They say that didn't happen?
Yes.
I'll bet that's...
Well, that's like the lady swore up and down she didn't spit on the lady.
Right.
But she spit on the lady.
Yeah, the video showed that
yes.
she did. Yeah. Wow.
It's crazy.
And defending the deputies, that's probably a big part of it.
Yes.
Because everybody wants to say, he was nasty to me, and he did this and said this, and even jerked me out of the car.
Yes.
And then do they see the video and they go, maybe I was wrong.
Unfortunately, we don't get to be there when they watch the video.
Too bad, huh?
Yeah, it is too bad.
Yeah.
It is too bad.
Wow.
But they're real simple to use. All the videos are played on just Windows Media. So as long, and I will say that some, you know, if you have an older computer, you'll need to update your Windows Media Player.
Right.
But they just play on, you just pop it in. Unfortunately, just the other day, I encountered somebody who didn't have a computer and couldn't understand why his video did not play on his DVD. So it's not that we can make a...
I was going to say, do you have the ability to put it on a DVD for him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. But you need to let us know that beforehand,
because
it has to be downloaded in that format.
Right. And then given to the county attorney, usually?
No. Once I'm done redacting it, then Ed.
Oh, okay. Ed approves
reviews it. Just make sure. And then they just come in. And now our videos are $12.50.
Oh, okay.
It's
no matter how long it is?
You know, if it's not that, it's supposed to be $12.50 per CD, but if it's going to run bigger than a DVD, I usually just throw it on a flash drive for them.
Oh, okay.
And that way they don't have to pay multiple $12.50, because those videos are long, especially on a DUI. On a DUI case, it can be up to 3 hours.
Wow.
And usually about an hour and a half will be fit on one DVD.
Okay. Holy cow.
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah. I never thought about that.
Yes.
It does take a while.
Yes. And, of course, on the homicide case, there are going to be over 200 videos.
Ow. Oh, okay.
So it just, it just depends.
So are your detectives wearing videos, too?
Yes.
In the field?
Not always in the field. But they, especially if they want to get an interview on camera,
right?
They definitely will wear them, yes.
Okay. Wow. And then you get to deduct that, too.
Yes.
What about in an interview room? Is there's already a camera and microphones?
Currently now all videos, audios, and photos are uploaded to it's called evidence.com.
Oh, okay.
Actually, Stacy likes that part of it because before, they used to have to download all those on CDs and then book that CD into evidence.
Oh, wow.
Well, and that was, right? That took up a lot of your time.
Huge. Because then I would have to make copies of the CD or DVD for the county attorneys and get them sent off.
And then it takes a lot of time for the deputy or whoever to put that on a CD.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then they have to fill out the evidence form.
And then not be interrupted while they're doing it.
Correct.
You know, so they make sure they only got the beginning to the end, not something outside of that,
Yep. And then they would have to fill out the evidence form, come into the office, book it into evidence, which, into a locker.
Right.
And it all takes time.
Wow. What about foul language? Do you get the public that scream and cuss at the deputy? Do you leave that in or do you bleep it out?
Well, it's kind of funny because I'm actually going to go on the side of the officers because they've had to learn to curb their cussing.
Oh, I bet they have, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you don't really realize you get a whole bunch of guys in a room and,
oh yeah,
they're like little truck drivers.
Yep. Yeah, they are.
And so it was a learning curve. So they assume that I redact all that stuff.
Oh.
That is not personal information, so it does not get redacted.
Oh, it doesn't. Okay.
And they were really surprised to hear that.
Ah. So sometimes when they're a little forceful with John Q. Public and tell him to blank, blank, sit down.
Yes. That will be in there.
Yeah.
Unless they spew the date of birth right after.
So what they need to do is start saying, John Smith, blank, 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 sit down. 9/25/62.
Yeah, but it's so funny because the officers just assume that stuff would be taken out.
Right.
And it's not.
Wow.
The only thing that is taken out legally is personal information. So even if they're cussing and they spew out that date of birth, I can redact just that date of birth.
Okay. Does the command staff have to come down on some of them sometimes and say, hey, dude, look, according to our redactor specialist, you're cussing way too much on your videos and knock it off.
Luckily, I don't know that.
Oh,
if
okay.
That's done, but I will tell you that Deputy Chief does, or Ed.
Right, Ed.
I'm sure somebody has been talked to.
Sure.
Because he has to review them all.
Right.
So.
And when you get videos and you're looking at it and it's real blatant that this 24-year-old deputy is really foul-mouthed, mm-hmm. Do you then go to Ed and go, hey, come here, you just need to look at this video?
I haven't had it happen yet.
Okay, good.
Yes.
You're not throwing deputies under the bus.
No.
Not real hard, huh?
Nope.
All right, let's take a break. Hey, tomorrow, I mentioned it earlier, Tyler Carlson will be in here for a full hour from MEC. A few outages over the weekend and whatnot, we're going to ask him about it all. Stick around.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners, complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in your cell. You never know. 928-718-9444.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit mojaveelectric.com/broadband. That's mojaveelectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
If you currently have an expensive Medicare F or G supplement and have been considering a change, listen up. A major U.S. insurance carrier has relaxed the underwriting rules for a very short time. This could possibly save you up to hundreds of dollars a month. Call the Southwest Financial Center for details. You may instantly qualify for a Plan G supplement. Call the Southwest Financial Center at 928-763-4360. Ask about a free fitness membership and household discount. 928-763-4360.
As we heat up, the bugs are out. If they're in your home or business, you have a problem. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. The last thing you want is a visitor or customer seeing unwanted guests crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective, and pet-friendly treatments that turn termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. 758-5499. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Oh, it's been great having Elton John in the studio today. Yeah. Hey, each and every day we're brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Are you hungry? You thinking about lunch in a little over an hour? Head up to Laughlin Ranch. Sit back and have a steak, pasta, burger, salad, sandwiches, you know, and enjoy the greens up there. And it's nice and green right now. Yeah, go check it out. And, by the way, tomorrow night they have the barbecue menu. Barbecue burgers, barbecue ribs. Probably some steaks, too. You know, dine in or carry out. The public's always welcome at Laughlin Ranch. You can see the whole menu if you want at LaughlinRanch.com. Arizona Comfort Solutions. How are your comfort tools? Are they going to make it through the summer? How about through today's humidity? Is your AC going to keep plugging along? Well, if you have an issue, everybody in Needles and Bullhead City calls Arizona Comfort Solutions. 928-758-2400. And they'll even come and service your equipment and make sure it's going to last you all summer. We still got some days of 118 ahead of us, so you might want to get that serviced. 928-758-2400. Arizona Western Arizona Boy, I think that's the first time I read that. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, providing quality health care for the tri-state residents and visitors. A 24-hour emergency room to help serve you when the time arrives. A chest pain center and cardiac catheterization 24/7. And cardiac rehab. Learn more at warmc.com, W-A-R-M-C.com. Or call 928-763-CARE, because they do, 928-763-2273. Claudia answers the phone, and she'll transfer you to whoever you need. East-West Financial Services, if it's retirement time and you might not have enough money, well, go talk to Jack. Yeah, Jack Mafara. He's been doing retirement planning for 30 years, 20 of it right here in Mojave County. He's got offices in Bullhead City and Kingman, and it doesn't cost anything to sit down and talk with him. Because his biggest goal is to protect your asset. Whatever you start with, you're always going to have. And then, like, every once in a while, he can boost that up. Call him up and find out how it works. 928-888-9828. All right, ladies, we have about 3 minutes left here. And the cameras, because the sheriff's been in here many times, and he talked, like, when they first went to cameras, he mentioned that, you know, he touches his gun and the camera starts.
Yes, that's the it's a service that they can pay for. It's an extra service, but it is kind of cool. The minute they draw their gun, and I believe their tasers also, the minute it moves in the holster, the camera is activated. So, if
he's driving down the road, it might not be on, but as soon as he turns on his red lights, it comes on.
Yes.
Wow.
And then if a deputy shows up as backup, he doesn't even have to think about it. Once you get into a certain feet of an active camera, theirs will turn on automatically.
Yeah. And they go back so far, like it'll show 10 or 12 seconds prior to the camera coming on?
Yes.
So, and that's probably pretty helpful in your area.
Yes.
Because, let's face it, if you're in a hot pursuit, you're not thinking about, I got to turn on my camera.
Correct.
You know.
Yep.
Or you're in a foot pursuit. You're not, oh, I better stop and turn on my camera.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So touch your gun. It's coming on. Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome.
So that's probably pretty helpful in your world.
Yes.
And paints a better picture for everybody of what
takes
place.
It's a good thing and a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know? The camera doesn't lie. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can help a deputy as much as hurt them. So
right.
And we have a great bunch of guys. Of course, I'm biased.
Right. It doesn't show.
No.
When Bullhead PD started, Chief Ennis, who was the very first police chief, bought a bunch of micro tape recorders. And he would tell them, put that on your ticket book. I want everything on tape when you go and talk to somebody. And you don't think about that. But there, they had to turn them on, put their book over the top of it. It was like having the chief standing behind you while you were writing somebody a ticket.
Yep.
You know, and this is kind of the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because like we talked about, there's times when Ed has to call somebody and go, hey, dude, you know, what you say this for? And et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So it's a good training tool.
And another thing, too, is that the sheriff's office has that I really, really like is the live. So if a deputy calls out shots fired, the higher chain of command can watch it live.
Right, on their phones.
And see what's
huh?
going on. So can dispatch get them the help that they need. So it's the cameras are remarkable.
And that's a real key for dispatch because sometimes they're flying blind up there.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're just about out of time, ladies.
All right.
Thank you.
Any final words?
Nope. The only final word is take pictures and write your serial numbers down.
There you
right.
go.
If you think you've been wrong, come get a copy of your video.
If you
may
stopped.
Not always be right.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.